welcome back to Inside Michigan Football. I get Brady Hoke out of here taking pictures. Vollmer, that's your job. Get him out of here. All right. Hey, join us next Wednesday, everybody. 7 o'clock right here at the Pizza House, the official home of Inside Michigan Football, located on Church Street in Ann Arbor. Visit pizzahouse.com for more information on the best pizza in town. Joined now by Shelly Kovac. Shelly, we talked a little bit about you coming into this segment with Brady and about how you have been a counselor for student-athletes for over 30 years and how that job has changed over those years. Tell us about it.
Probably the biggest way that it's changed, I've seen more in the last maybe 5 to 10 years, and that's been the impact of social media and what's happened with the exposure and the inability for student-athletes and any students, for that matter, to be more secluded. And, you know, I'm sure you remember back in the day when somebody got in trouble, you know, Bo knew about it, and that was it. And it was a whole, you know, a little network of what happened. And today it's going to end up going viral on Facebook, on YouTube, and the whole management of the social media, it really impacts student athletes very specifically when it comes to email, for example, because the university and all universities expect that that's the way they're going to communicate with their student athletes. And the student athletes only are able to have one email account because it would be an NCAA violation for them to have something different than other students have. This is actually a true story. A high profile freshman athlete before the school started, and it was a couple days before the first game, came into my office, and I said, come here, I want you to open your U of M email because I know you haven't done that yet, and I want to show you what you're going to need to do to manage it. He opened it up, and there were hundreds and hundreds of screens, not just of messages, of screens of messages. And so this poor kid, in the midst of all of these hundreds of messages, was going to have to find the one that says, this is your psychology professor, this is your English professor, oh, and this class is meeting in this room instead of this room. And it's really problematic.
You've got a book out called College Knowledge for the Student Athlete. And I was reading through some of the bio material that I was sent by Kathleen. And it's interesting. You teach kids and athletes particularly how to manage school, social life, and athletics. And that's a big job to juggle all three, isn't it? Tell us some of those lessons for the student athlete. I think it could work in life. Anybody out there listening?
Well, bingo. That's a big part of the key, is it's really about life skills. So everything, I think that what we really tried to do, my co-author David Shulman, I tried to do in this book, and this is my philosophy and the style and the reason that I have been so successful working with student athletes in the past, is it's about empowerment. It's not just about saying, do this, do this, do this. It's about how do you do this. And a good example, one that I like to use when I first start working with somebody, is the difference between, what's the difference between a planner and a calendar? You know, because when freshman college students all come to college with their calendars in their phones, and that's what they're using for their time management. So, you know, the easy answer to that is that the difference is, on a calendar, X marks the spot. A planner, you plan from, you know, the first day of the term, plotting in where your assignments are due, when your exams are, how to get from point A to point B, and that impacts the whole time management piece and the whole ability to integrate both parts of their lives.
Besides social media, what's the biggest thing? This will be the last question before we move on. The athlete has to deal with today.
I think the escalation of demands. Athletics is so much more than it was 20 years ago. Academics are so much more than that. Everything just continues to escalate to the point where it's
sensory overload.
Yes, and the demands, both physically, intellectually, emotionally, psychologically, are, I think, just exponentially keep increasing compared, especially compared to what they were, you know, 35 years ago when I first started.
Try to manage that if you want to get college knowledge for the student athlete. Where can folks get the book?
The book is on Amazon, and also I'm working with a lot of schools and camps that are interested, and parents groups that are interested in using the book. And anybody that is buying a quantity is able to get a bulk discount directly from the publisher, which is University of Michigan Press.
Well, Shelly, we appreciate you being here, and thank you for all you do for the student-athlete, because without you, some of them be out there lost, and I know a lot of them have been found by you and put on the straight and narrow. Thank you.
Well, thank you.
Shelly Kovacs, everybody. We'll be back, and we'll talk Michigan State football with George Blaha, a Hall of Fame announcer, when we return. This is Inside Michigan Football on the IMG Sports Network.